I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What do you do during a day like that? What did you do? I want to know what everybody did in this room during a moment like that. Because it's unexpected. It's bizarre. There's a lead up to it. Like, I was working on a project at the beginning of that game. It's like, all right, afternoon baseball, guys like us, because we wake up so damn early. It's like, this is great. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, away they go. And then you get some offense going, all right, things are looking good. Here we go. Angel Martinez. Yeah. And then as the game goes on, you start to go, hey, this is kind of fun, and we're getting closer and closer and closer. And then there's like, and I don't want to do too much of this right now because I want to focus on Gavin and everybody's experience during that moment. But there's also the conversation of, can I say it? Can I not say it? Who can say it and who can't say it? Who should say what? What can they say? Well, what can they not say? Like, there's a little bit of that. But, like, when do you start to realize it, and how do you start to take it in? Because Man, it was pensive where I was sitting yesterday watching this all go down.
Well, yeah, yesterday, so I'm dialed in early to this game thinking, well, there's no way we're really going to sweep the Mets in that lineup, and you're going up against, you know, good pitcher, all-star lefty. Like, there's no way they're just going to come through. We're not this good to just pull off. I don't care what condition or state of affairs the Mets are in. And then the second inning, you know, Gavin goes out there, walks one. Then there's a wild pitch to advance the runner. Then, all right, he gets an out. Then there's another walk. And you're like, all right, he probably doesn't have it today. Okay. So then I end up having to leave the house, running some errands. And, you know, you're paying attention, but I'm not as dialed in because I saw that inning and I'm like, oh, it's just probably going to be one of those days. That turns out to be his best game ever, which is just awesome to see how he settled down. And Austin Hedges actually had a great thought about, you know, when he went out there to the mound to talk to him. He's like, hey, dude, you know, your body language is horrific. And you know, this show, we monitor body language unlike anyone else.
We do.
It is Cleveland's premier body language.
It is. Yeah. So after that, he obviously got into a rhythm. You asked the question, Ken, about how we were all taking it in. Were we refusing to say it? So I have three major text threads that started populating, and everyone was just like, hey, might want to tune into the game, and then eyeball emoji. And so it was, the stance was set, like nobody is mentioning this.
I had to be somewhere at 3:30. I watched the last 2.5 innings of this game in my car on my phone and pulled over into parking lots.
Yeah, I have to
watch it until the homer.
Yeah.
But I definitely, I was like, I have to get there. I have to get close to this place. I walked into my meeting a few minutes late. It was okay, but I got to see it. But yeah, you're right. It was not really talking about it, just kind of going, put your eyeballs on it, right?
So yesterday it was 1 o'clock. Game started 1:10. We had to work on a project yesterday for high school football, and all the systems in, like, the minute we were getting ready to roll the cameras, the moment it happened, everything crashed. Internet crashed, everything crashed. They got it back up, it's crashing. And I just decided, I was like, well, I'm just going to sit down and watch on my phone. And so you're watching the first few innings while they're working on stuff, because it's like, well, the only thing I can do is get in the way. So I sat down quietly and watched as much as I could, because I wanted to see. I was like, hey, if they get a sweep, like, this is big. They might only be a few games back. There might be only one game back of the wild card, and just over a handful of games now in the Central Division, because Detroit lost yesterday. So what, you're 6 games back of the Central Division now. So, like, you can kind of see them as they're looking at you in your rearview mirror. So now we can talk about that coming up later on. However, like, I'm watching, and honestly, it didn't really click until, like, inning six, it starts to go, well, because, like, you don't want to get your hopes up too soon, because there's been guys who have done it. And also there is the factor of guys get pulled now. Like, if it's not a perfect game, guys get pulled. Like, oh, you only had so many pitches. We can only have so many times we throw you out there. So guys get pulled. So then you don't want to get your hopes up too much. But I got to tell you, by the time the 7th, 8th, and 9th came around, because we got everything working, it wasn't that long of a project to work on. So I'm sitting there at my cubicle, and, like, the whole area is watching on TVs. And it was almost like an old-style baseball game. Where, like, remember I told you in the 90s, and old guys will tell you this from way back in the day, but in the 90s, like, you would ride your bike down the street, and the Indians were amazing, and you would hear Tom Hamilton, like, out of every garage. Like, guys were working in the middle of the summer on stuff, and you'd hear doubles, triples, home runs, everything going on in the out of every garage down the road.
No singles. He never mentioned them.
No, never did. Never got really excited over those. But yesterday, it was, like, on every TV. And then when Juan Soto hits the home run, there's, like, this immediate, and then it's like, well, what an outing. What a great.
So it was disgust.
What a great.
It was disgust when he hit a home run. Because I actually felt like this was going to happen. I actually got to a point in my headspace. I've always done everything I can, downplay the expectations. It's not happening. This is going to get broken up in the 7th, the 8th. And then when you get to the 9th, now, we've been here before. Like, we have gotten here. You had your share of terrific, one in particular, terrific defensive plays to keep this thing going that made you think, hey, this could actually be history. Mm. I mean, it's all the way back to the year I was born. Less than a month before I was born was the Len Barker perfect game.
Yes.
And so it's easy for me to always remember. It's my age. That's how long it's been since we've been able to do this. And it's the longest current drought in baseball. There have been 3 other droughts in the history of baseball lengthier than this one. But this one is up there. We did wonder a few years ago, it was like 8 years ago. Didn't it seem like there was a no-hitter every week in Major League Baseball?
They had a weird run of it.
Yeah. And then we're like, oh, when it happens, is it even going to be as big of a deal? That,
the Guardians, the Indians still, but it was like 2021. I think they got no hit like 4 times.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
And there was also the changing of the baseball because, you know, Major League Baseball is a company that makes the baseball. So there was the changing of the baseball and how that happened, because you really can't have too many no-hitters, or it kind of takes away from the specialness of a no-hitter, even though we're a team that hasn't had a no-hitter in over 6,000 games.
Spider tack and all that
stuff. Yes, all that other stuff. They took that away. They made it harder on it. So it makes the accomplishment of nearly a no-hitter that much better. But I went through a whole range of emotions right after. Because at first, I'm like, man, effing Juan Soto. And it goes back to game 5 of the ALCS last year, where it's like, this guy does.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It again, and remember, I was all critical about it earlier this week when Hunter Gaddis was out there against Juan Soto, and then I did have the thought that came to my mind.
Then he was staring down and preening, and that made you so much more disgusted.
That made Mets fans mad. That made Mets fans mad.
Well, it seemed like they were on our side.
Well, I know what because there were people going, "This sucks." Heads need to roll. Like I got Mets buddies because you know FAN and Infinity, and you got the same thing where we got Mets buddies who are like. Finish them off. Heads need to roll. This is enough. We're spending so much on this roster. Like, they talk about not getting their money's worth on their roster. Like, that's their big fight. And seeing that, like, they were mad that he kind of pimped the home run. And there was, when he came out, like, there was a nice ovation for Gavin Williams, which is kind of the fun thing about baseball altogether. But I went from really, really mad Juan Soto hit the home run to going, at least it wasn't some call-up from Syracuse. Is Syracuse their AAA team, right?
I think so.
I was like, at least it wasn't some call-up from Syracuse. Like, it could have been worse. It could have been some stupid call-up, and then, like, at least it was, like, he's supposed to be.
Yeah, but you hate that it was him.
$765 million.
Just like, because of what he did last year in the playoffs. Like, it's tough to get over that. And it's in some ways, he's been indicative of the payroll narratives that we've had that we'll never have a chance to have that guy, even though it seems like the Mets fans aren't even thrilled with that contract right now. It's always been that guy is like the face right now of the haves versus the have nots in baseball. And what he did to you in the postseason and now what he did to you to break that up. That's why I use the term disgusted. Now, the other flip side of this is, what a weird time that would have been to make history. Middle of the day like that, people are at work. How many people would have, you know, would have told us today that they saw it when they really didn't? Like, it would have been, it just would have been a fraction of the people that would have watched a normal game. And I kept thinking, is this the way we're finally going to get a no-hitter and nobody's going to see it? Let's be honest. It would have been less than 10% of the normal Guardians.
Well, I think it's in the back of a fan's mind, games you can't see. Like obviously, like if your team's out of it, and the Guardians are usually in it, so it really isn't applicable to a Guardians fan. But if your team's out of it, you kind of, all right, we're going to go get ready for football and basketball season. That's going to be the end of it. So you don't watch as much. I think there is in the back of somebody's mind games that they really are just forbidden from seeing because of maybe work or anything like that. I think there is a hope where either you win or lose, but nothing crazy happens, so you don't miss anything fun. So there might have been something where somebody did know or didn't know.
Well, it was
an
away game, too.
You want your team to do it, but you want to be able to see it, and it was an away game as well. And so, I like, with us, when they play on the West Coast and they have, like, a 10:05 start time, it's like, just give me a nice 3-1 win, and let's just make this quiet. Nothing stupid going on out here because they're on the West Coast, and I got to be up in like 2 hours, and this sucks, and just get on with it. I think for a regular fan, if you didn't get to see it, maybe there was a tinge in the back of your mind just hoping, all right, maybe this is just a really great outing because I'm not going to get to see this now, and I'm really upset I'm not going to be able to get to see this. So when Juan Soto hits the home run, it's like, hey, my pitcher who's young had a really great outing. See, this is what the beauty of it is. My pitcher who's young had a really great outing. We still won the game 4-1. No big deal. No hair off anyone's ass. You're still a game out of the wild card, right? I left it up. Didn't see it this morning.
I left that game thinking
I looked up.
One thing that I don't know if you're going to hammer me for it.
Okay, what?
I left that game thinking the Guardians have a better shot in my lifetime to win a World Series than we do a no-hitter.
That's fine. I'd still rather have a better shot to win a World Series. If they win a World Series, does anybody care about a no? Like, did anybody care that there was no hitter or no perfect game since Len Barker in 2016? No one thought a damn thing about it.
Every time we get into the sixth inning. I mean, remember it was 2015. It was Carrasco. Yeah. His got broken up in the seventh.
No, he made it to the ninth. Oh, the ninth. Carrasco had one with two outs in the ninth.
You're right. It's a cool thing to see. It's a cool thing to see, but I'll take winning baseball games. I don't need to see anything as far as a no-hitter. It's cool. Congratulations to Gavin Williams for coming close and having a good outing. It's weird to congratulate a guy on something that he'll forget in 4 days. I don't care about any of that stuff if they're winning baseball games. Everything's about winning baseball games. Like, still, again, it's 4-1. You win the baseball game. You look at what they've done here over the last 25 games. They've been fantastic. You've actually beaten a team that much is expected of the New York Mets are 63-52 overall. Like that, because you can sit there and go, well, your strength of schedule is terrible. Nah, a lot of people thought that the Mets were going to be a formidable opponent, and they are. And you pounded out a 3-2 win the other day, and then you get this win yesterday. I think a lot of people are just feeling great right now about where the team's going. And I'll continue to say, it's in spite of what the ownership allowed you to do, because you did nothing in the offseason. You did nothing at the trade deadline but take away from this baseball team. But still, I don't care about the ownership in there, and I can still root for the guys that are in the clubhouse.
I think those are fans caught in arguments. I'm not thinking about payroll right now.
Well, I know. You're Anthony Dolan.
Not while this team is making a run like this. It's so funny. Somebody said, somebody was arguing, I think, with you on social media yesterday, and I saw what they wrote, and I'm like, what a nice kind of psychological elixir. They're like, Ken, just imagine all these players are making $30 million. Just like that with a magic wand. If you just thought that in your mind, then it would allow you to watch these games and enjoy what they just pulled off. This was supposed to be the hard part of the schedule among a slew of winnable series, winnable games. And now this team continues to win series. They continue to win games. They have the best record in the American League since the All-Star break. I'm not thinking about ownership payroll right now. It doesn't come up in my mind right now.
But I'll tell you, I'm not upset that they won. Certainly not. But I can tell you this, that I'm enjoying what they've done. B, we said at the trade deadline, no one's raising a white flag. This isn't a raising of the white flag. You were going to get rid of Shane Bieber. That's the way it was going to go. So it wasn't a white flag on the season. So nobody on this show said that. Second of all, and the third thing of it all is that, hey, when you sweep a team that has a payroll, what is their payroll this year?
I've seen anywhere between $320 and $340 million.
Okay, $320 million. When you sweep a team that has a $320 million payroll, don't tell me you don't feel a little bit better about that. Don't tell me you don't feel a little bit better about that as a Cleveland sports fan. Or at least a Cleveland Guardians fan. The other two teams, they spend all the money in the world and they have a capped game. You do feel a little bit better about that.
Well, I think I feel better about the future
of Gavin Williams.
There are people we argue with that just try to tell us every day if they just spent another $20, $50 million every year, we'd have all these World Series. And I'm like, man, there's so many teams that have done that and don't win the World Series ever. Yeah. So
the Mets don't have it falling out of their pockets. So, you know, I can understand that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.